Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
An arrest after a shelter in place in Harvard Square yesterday, remembering Toni Morrison, and we now know how much that Disney Plus streaming service is going to cost you. Romero has the juice coming up.
Pebbles, I am coining a new term, love hate. I'll explain what it is.
All right, Leroy has your sports.
Oh, Lord. Y'all,
here comes the drama.
Tom Brady is preparing for a divorce. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, gosh. Bud first. Well, after a call to shelter in place and a large search of Harvard Square, 31-year-old Sohan Pandrolia was arrested. He was wanted for murdering his father with an assault rifle on Saturday night in Philadelphia. Police say he suffers from schizophrenia and may have been using narcotics. He was considered armed and dangerous, but didn't have a weapon on him at the time of his arrest. Author Toni Morrison has died. She was best known for her books, Beloved, Song of Solomon, and The Bluest Eye. She was the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. In 2012, President Obama presented her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Toni Morrison was 88 years old. And we now know how much this Disney Plus streaming service everybody's excited about, how much it's going to be. And there's going to be a bundle option.
Okay.
So if you get just the Disney service, Disney Plus service, it's going to be $69.99 a year. Mm-hmm. But if you want, there's a bundle that you can get. So it'll include all the Disney stuff along with ESPN Plus and Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, it's the Hulu version with the ads. So that bundle is going to be $12.99 a month, which is $5 less than if you bought them all separately. Are you getting this? Definitely getting the Disney.
Let's see. I already have Hulu with something.
I have no ads.
I got thrown in. I got ads, but I don't really watch Hulu too much. Mm-hmm. I got to see what ESPN offers because that actually sounds kind of good. Maybe I'll do it. I'm definitely going to get the I'm definitely getting Disney, 100%.
Yeah,
I have
absolutely.
To because I have kids and because...
and because it's me.
Because I'm a grown-ass child.
Here's Romero with the juice.
All right. Nicki Minaj and her man are having disagreements about her weight. How do I know?
Oh, Jesus.
Because she put out a Twitter poll yesterday asking the ladies, should we be the weight we want to be? Capital W, capital E, by the way. We want to be, or the weight our partner wants us to be.
Girl.
What a loaded question.
Stop.
If your partner likes you thicker, should you take that into consideration? So, of course, most women are saying, F what baby talking about. I say you meet in the middle, but we're going to talk about that later
on. We have to?
Oh my God,
please.
It's 2019, Pebbles, the year of love hate. What is love hate? Well, it's a new term that I'm creating. I'm going to trademark it. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Literally hating and loving somebody simultaneously. Like yesterday when I told you Wendy Williams is considering hiring her ex-husband back as her manager. Mm-hmm. That's one version. Another one is Rihanna. She was seen partying in Barbados on Monday for their Harvest Festival. And she was joined by her dad. Now, if you didn't know, Rihanna is currently suing her dad because he was trying to do some shady stuff, starting a company, calling it like Fenty Entertainment and pretending that he's kind of acting on behalf of Rihanna when he's not at all. Mm-hmm. And his defense is like, well, my last name is Fenty, so I can do whatever I want. So they're currently battling each other in court, but they were seen hugging and kissing and all that stuff.
But wait.
Love hate.
You think you invented love hate? I mean, it's been around.
Pebbles.
Romero invented love hate, everybody.
Can you have my back for once? Who's next on the love hate band? That's what I want to know. What else is going on? Last week, okay, I'm going to channel my inner Thomas John here and say that somebody needs to talk to Kodak Black, even though he's in jail right now, because last week he dissed Young Miami from the City Girls, threatening to hit her in the stomach. By the way, she's pregnant. That was last week. So now let's fast forward to this week, when Young Miami was the target of a drive-by shooting in Miami. Now, luckily, she wasn't hit, so her and her unborn baby are okay. But like I said, maybe somebody should go talk to Kodak Black because he's probably connected with it some way, somehow. And 10 members of Pink's tour crew were involved in a horrific plane crash yesterday. And they're all alive because they survived. How? Wow. I don't know. The plane crash landed and it burst into flames in Denmark, yet somehow nobody on board was injured. That is insane. Pink hasn't commented on the whole situation yet. I can't wait to hear about it. And that is your juice. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Celtics fans should be very happy. The FIBA World Cup is coming up. And there are four Celtics players on the team, on Team USA. Marcus Smart is one of them. He said that they are building team chemistry. If you remember last season, that was an issue. Is this the return of Mbutu? You remember that? The old 8 Celtics?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully this is the return of that. The Sox dropped one to the Kansas City Royals 6-2. Now look, there's 46 games left in the season. So their season isn't technically over, but I'm this close to saying it's over.
You're calling it?
Yeah, they look real tired. And look, y'all can play dumb if you want, but Tom Brady is preparing for a divorce. You know who he's divorcing. It's not Giselle. He's divorcing us, Patriot Nation. All right, now look. No, seriously. First, all right, we find out that his contract is a little funny. Mm-hmm. And he could become a free agent or retire at the end of the season. That's one, you know, that's one sign. And now Brady and Giselle done went and put their Brookline mansion up for sale for about $40 million. Look, he's leaving. He's out. It is what it is. I don't know why people are like, he's going to stick around. He's done, man. He's leaving us.
He's going to leave in the next year or two. But, I mean, they're just going to move to, like, a nice fancy place in New York. He's not going to move to – he's not like, well, you know, it's because I might be playing for Minnesota next year. No.
Romero,
he's getting ready for the next phase of his life.
This is it. This is the farewell tour that no one's talking about. We're just it's over, man. You don't put your house up for sale and all this other stuff. He's leaving, man. And I'm hurt.
Did you think that he was going to, once he retired, he was going to stay living in this area? Did you really have that ridiculous thought in your
head? I thought he would keep. So I thought he would. Yeah. Yes.
You act
yes.
like you see him walking down the street. Yeah. Like you're like.
I don't see him, but I feel his presence hovering over the region. It is powerful. It's life changing.
I do sense that. It's like an orange aura.
Yes. Sox Royals tonight at 7:10. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. So there have been a lot, you know, of ridiculous challenges that most of us just pass on. Well, here's one that we can get behind. An 11-year-old boy in El Paso, Texas, has started the El Paso Challenge. So he's challenging everyone there to do 22 good deeds for each other in honor of the 22 victims who were murdered at the Walmart. And he's suggesting things like mowing someone's lawn, visiting a nursing home, writing someone a letter to tell them how great they are, or simply just holding the door for someone. His mother said that he was having trouble dealing with what happened, and she explained to him that they can't live in fear and that people in their community are caring and loving.
I like that.
Love it. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. We're always here to get you there.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.